It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, the 28th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We start with a 21st century sound. The hotel room lock that uses not a key but a card. And there's a problem. 4 million of these things in hotels across the country may be vulnerable to a digital hack. It requires a $50 piece of hardware called a microcontroller plugged into the charger port on the lock itself. A software engineer showed off how to do it at what's called the Black Hat Hacking Conference last summer. Here's Sebastian Antony, senior editor of the website Extreme Tech.
There are black hat hackers and white hat hackers. Black hat hackers hack primarily for destructive purposes, to cause damage or to steal. A white hat hacker wouldn't do that.
Now, as night follows day, a hotel burglary. Police have arrested a guy who allegedly hacked into a room to swipe a laptop. The locks are made by a company called Onity, which is offering, at a price, a lock for the lock. Hotels are also using a lower-tech fix, putting epoxy putty into the relevant holes. The hacker who figured this out didn't alert the lock manufacturer, but he did reportedly license his technique to a locksmith training company for $20,000. A United Nations outfit you probably never even heard of is meeting next week in Dubai. But what's it to us? The 193 countries of the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, could shape the future of the Internet, but still.
Why should I care?
How about a world where the government decides who gets to connect to the Internet? MIT's Alan Davidson used to be the top lobbyist for Google, which opposes the UN regulating the net in this way.
Today, a small business in Boston or in Bangladesh can put a product online and it can attract customers from anywhere in the world. You don't have to ask for permission from a government. You don't have to pay a foreign network provider in order to be seen. And that model of innovation without permission has been a linchpin of the Internet that we know and love. And that's what many fear is at risk next week in Dubai.
Now, it's my understanding that the United States is not pushing for drastic changes at this meeting, but other countries are. Russia, China, and these are countries that already work quite hard to regulate their Internet.
Well, and that's one of the main reasons why people are concerned about the ITU getting involved. The substance of what's being driven at the ITU has come from countries that don't have the same tradition, actually have been working very hard to try to regulate and censor the Internet.
One of the leaks that came out suggested that at least one of the countries at the bargaining table here was seeking universal identification of all Internet users. In other words, if you want to go online,
right,
the government needed to know exactly who you are.
That's why people are so concerned. Imagine a world where you had to get permission before you were allowed online. Imagine a world where there was a UN regulator that was a gatekeeper over whether or not content could be online, whether or not a service could be offered online. We're not there tomorrow, but it's why people are very wary of creating a new tool for those who would control the Internet.
There must be an argument, though, that different countries have different values and they might want to apply them to how information is exchanged within their countries.
Well, absolutely. The question is, how do we make sure that there are ways out there for Internet users to solve these problems without bringing in a regulatory approach that might really stifle the best things in the Internet?
Alan Davidson is a visiting scholar at MIT. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.